Police headquarters. Just a minute, I'll give you the Identification Bureau.
Identification Bureau, Captain Roberts.
This is Patrolman Guy Webb, Captain, on the riverfront beat.
What's up, Webb?
A couple of fishermen just fished across out of the river down near the Low Sun Wall.
Chinatown, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Did you identify the corpse?
No, sir. Not yet. It's a man, American, about 25 or 30.
Where's the corpse now?
Laying on the bank beside the wharf. I got the fishermen guarding it till I get back.
Okay, Webb. Hop back and stay there. I'll be down in about 5 minutes. If anyone comes nosing around, hold them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir?
Get a short call car to pick me up in front. Get Williams and Murphy. We're making an investigation down on the river.
Yes, sir.
Where is it, Webb?
This way, sir. You better use your light, Captain. It's as black as pitch down there.
Aren't there any street lights around here?
No, sir. The one you passed three blocks back was the last one. This part of the river isn't used very much.
Where's this wharf you spoke of?
The Low Sun Wharf?
Yeah.
Over there. It's not used anymore except by a few Chinese fishermen.
You say fishermen found the body?
Yes, sir. I got their names and addresses and let them go.
Where'd they find it?
Under the wharf, sir. It was weighted down with iron.
It must have been pitched off the wharf.
Yeah, that's what I figured, sir. Now, here's the body, Captain.
Lend a hand here, Williams, and we'll drag it out of the water a little farther.
Yes, sir. Gee, that water looks black, sir.
Yeah. Flash a light on him, Webb. Young fellow, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Ever see him before?
No, sir.
Let's see what he has in his pockets.
Nothing, sir. I went through them while I was waiting for you. I found this scrap of paper, that's all.
Let's see it. Hold your light over here, Williams.
Right.
Looks like a piece of paper sack.
Yeah, there's some writing on it, too, Captain. A Chinese name.
Sun Yat Ki. Ever hear of this Sun Yat Ki?
Yeah, he's supposed to be a big shot down here in Chinatown. Never saw him, though.
This guy's got a bump on his head. Well, it's pretty plain what happened.
You mean it was murder, sir?
We got a dead man here. What does it look like? Post office?
No, sir.
Here's something, Captain.
Oh, piece of black silk. Where'd you find it?
In his hand. Looks like it was torn off in a struggle.
Yeah. Well, a couple of you boys stay until the wagon gets here. We'll try to identify this guy down at headquarters.
Yes, sir.
You come with me, Webb, and write out your report.
Yes, sir.
Identification Bureau, Captain Roberts. Oh, hello, Commissioner. No, sir, we haven't identified him yet. Looks like it'll be another one of those Chinatown mysteries. Yes, sir, I will. Come in.
Captain Roberts?
Yeah.
I'm Ferguson. Milton Ferguson, government narcotic detail.
Oh, yeah, sit down.
Thanks. You fellas did some work for us a while back on a dope raid.
Yeah?
And the chief sent over to enlist your help again.
Sure, what's up, another raid?
Well, not this time. Missing man.
Who is he?
Tommy Woods, our eighth undercover man. He's been missing 2 days now.
Where'd you last see him?
To Chinatown. He went into a restaurant down on Trent Street near the river. As far as we know, he never came out.
Did you search the place?
Yes. Fu Lang Sin, the Chinaman who runs it, says Woods never came in at all.
Now, what did this Woods look like?
He was a young fellow, about 30, weighed about 130 pounds.
Blonde hair, gold front tooth?
Well, yes. Have you seen him?
Not less than 5 minutes ago. We've been trying to identify him for the last 24 hours.
You mean he's dead?
Somebody hit him over the head and tossed him into the river at the foot of Trent Street.
Are you sure?
He's in the morgue if you care to come over.
Wait a minute. How was this man dressed?
Cheap linen suit, yellow shoes, red tie.
That was Tommy, all right.
Here's something we found in his pocket. Scrap of paper with the name of Sun Yat Ki on it. In his hand, we also found this piece of black silk with gold embroidery. Looks like a part of a Chinese robe. And in his watch pocket, we found a few grains of rice all colored up.
Rice? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Captain Roberts, Tommy Woods was killed by an opium gang that we've been trying to round up for the last 6 months. He's the second man we've lost.
You got any evidence on the gang?
Nothing direct. We've been told that this Sun Yat Ki is the head of it. We also have reason to believe that the opium is dispensed from the rear of Fu Lang Sin's restaurant.
Well, why didn't you send a crew to wreck the place?
Haven't enough evidence. This Sun Yat Ki is a very clever man. He imports his stuff direct from Persia.
Oh, I thought all opium came from China.
A fallacy, Captain. Persian opium of good quality contains from 10 to 15% of morphine. And Shandu, made from Persian opium, would contain perhaps 25%. That's why Sun Yat Ki deals exclusively in Persian opium. If we can break him, we break the ring.
Why didn't you get him, then?
No evidence. Our men can't get near him. Some doubt if he even exists.
Well, how about one of our boys?
No better. They seem to be able to spot a cop a mile off.
Say, I got it. How about a woman?
We thought of that, too. But the chief vetoed it. Too dangerous.
I know someone who'd give her right arm to bust that dope ring.
Who?
Our police matron, Carrie Welch. She lost a younger brother down there on the riverfront about a year ago. A narcotic-crazed Chinaman shot him.
You think she'd take the risk?
Sure, she'd love it.
All right, Roberts. We'll see that Carrie Welch gets the chance. Call her in. All right, Mrs. Welch. There's a restroom just ahead. You enter the front door, walk to the back. You'll see a little door with Chinese letters on it. Go through that door and ask for Sun Yat Ki.
Understand everything, Miss Welch?
Yes, Captain.
Here. Here's a $10 bill. It's marked money. Now, if you can, make a buy of opium, walk out the same door you came in. Roberts and I will rush back, recover the money. Your job is to get away with the dope.
I understand.
Now, if you get into trouble, call for us. We'll be sitting in the back of the restaurant eating. But, of course, don't recognize us when you come in.
Yes, sir.
Now, all right. Give us about 5 minutes to get inside. Come on, Robert.
Yeah.
This Fu Lang Sin, who runs the place, is a crafty fellow. And don't ever get the idea he's not smart. He speaks English better than you or I.
Yeah, I've heard of him. He's supposed to have graduated from one of our colleges.
Yes. Here we are. I'll talk to him. That's a warning gong. It sounds whenever police enter the place.
Here comes a Chinaman.
It's Fu Lang Sin.
Well, hello, Fu Lang Sin.
It is with much pleasure that this lowly person again has the honor of being visited by the police.
Wise guy, aren't you?
The gods say, in a realm of fools, it is easy to be wise.
We're not interested in what your heathen gods say. You don't like it very much when we drop in on you this way, do you?
It is written, my dear lieutenant, that he that exciteth anger is a fool. He that retorteth with anger is still a bitter one.
It should also be written, Fu Lang Sin, it is unwise to arouse the anger of the police. This is Captain Roberts from headquarters.
I am deeply honored by your presence, Captain. What may this lowly servant do for you?
Well, we're just down here looking around, Fu Lang Sin.
It is written that fate has no pity for them who take needless risks.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing, my dear Captain, nothing.
The Captain and I came down for dinner.
Oh, I am honored. A table for the occasion?
Yes, in the back, where we can keep an eye on you.
It shall be as you wish.
You have them well trained, haven't you? Say, what are all these fancy grains of rice?
Merely a custom of my ancestors. Ceremonial rice.
Ceremonial rice, eh?
Yes. Each grain is carefully polished and painted by hand and placed in one's robe until the Day of Atonement.
Well, quite a job to paint all those grains by hand, isn't it?
It is written that the work of the idol is dear. Your table is ready, Lieutenant.
Oh, thank you. Come on, Captain.
Lead the way, Ferguson.
We'd better get back to our table in a hurry. Mrs. Welch will be coming in to make the buy. Here, this is it.
Yeah. Sit down. I'll sit facing the front. Hey, where did I see those rice grains before?
In Tommy Wood's pocket.
That's it. Say,
Josh. Come to Mrs. Welch. Look at your menu, Robert.
Yeah.
She walked right through without looking right or left. And, Robert, for the first time, that warning gong didn't sound.
Good. Maybe she'll be able to sweat. If she makes a buy, we'll take in everybody in this joint.
I've men outside to surround the place at the first sign of trouble.
Good Lord.
The gong.
Who was that?
A woman's scream. Come on, Carrie Wells is in trouble. Through this door back here.
The door's locked.
Take the chair and break it in.
Yeah.
That's it. You're getting it. There, it's open. Come on.
Black as pitch in here. Better be careful.
Use your light. Wait a minute. What's that?
Carrie Welch. She's hurt.
Yeah. Give me a hand.
Been knocked out.
Look out!
What was that?
A knife. It just missed you by an inch. Quick. Came from behind those curtains.
Yeah.
There he is in the back room. Sun Yat Ki.
Yeah.
Get him. He's coming for you.
Yeah.
He's still moving. Give it to him again.
Yeah.
The gun won't stop him. He's still moving. No, it's no use. You might as well be shooting blanks.
Now, here's an axe. There, take that, you. Well, I'll be.
Wax. It's a wax figure. On a track. No wonder we couldn't find Sun Yat Ki. He was a wax figure.
Yeah. It's hollow inside. I got it. Whoever is passing out this dope is using this figure so he wouldn't be recognized. He spoke to the peddler and passed out the dope through this wax figure. A front.
And here's a tin of opium. Well, what do you know about that? Here's something else. Look, Captain!
Well, I'll be.
All right, Fulang, then. Put him up. Put the cuffs on him, Roberts.
Yeah.
There has been trouble. It is written...
It is written that one Fulang Sin restaurant owner has been caught selling opium under the name of Sun Yat Ki and has been caught.
It is written that obstinacy is the firmness of unreason.
Oh, yes? You had a pretty clever game, didn't you? You used that wax figure so nobody could see your face. You even had it fixed so it would move. But you didn't fool us.
One does not have to fool
it. Quiet. I've listened to enough of your Chinese philosophy. Look here. This is what caught you and linked you with the murder of Tommy Woods. Rice. Ceremonial rice. One of Captain Roberts' bullets cut through your robe. And you spilled a trail of colored rice from the back room around the corner and back in here. I'm sorry, Fulang Sin, but we've got you dead to rights.
It is said that fate writes with an invisible hand.
Police headquarters. Right. Hello, Tim. Send a wrecking crew down to Fulang Sin's Chinese restaurant on Trent Street. Captain Roberts will meet him there. Police headquarters.